to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Britt Garland, and I will be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. This summer, we're working to memorize God's words from Isaiah 55. Say the words that we've learned together with me. This is the word of the Lord from Isaiah 55, 6 through 11. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them. And to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Now we are adding in the next two verses, so repeat after me. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth, and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire, and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Today, I will be reading from the Peace Table, and we are reading a story out of Genesis 21 named Hagar. Hagar was born in Egypt and was enslaved by Abram and his wife Sarai. Hagar had to do anything Sarai told her to do. In her old age, Sarai didn't have the one thing she wanted the most, a child. God had promised to give her a son, but it still hadn't happened. So Sarai said to Abram, "Take Hagar as another wife so that she can have a son for us." Abram agreed, and Hagar had no choice. After Hagar became pregnant, Sarai treated her so badly that Hagar ran away into the wilderness of Shur. An angel came to her and asked, "Where have you come from, and where are you going?" Hagar told the angel what Sarai had done. "Go back to Sarai and Abram," the angel told Hagar, "and you will have a son named Ishmael. Your descendants will be too many to count." And Hagar gave God a new name, Elroy, which means God who sees. Then she returned home and gave birth to her son Ishmael. Years later, Sarai finally gave birth to her own son, just as God had promised, and she named him Isaac. One day, Hagar's teenage son, Ishmael, was playing with Isaac, who was just a young boy. Sarai's anger at Hagar burned stronger than ever, and she said to Abram, "Send Hagar and Ishmael into the wilderness." Abram was distressed. He loved Ishmael, but he did what Sarai said and sent them into the wilderness. Soon Hagar and Ishmael's water ran out. What could they do? Ishmael was dying from thirst. Hagar laid him under a bush for shade. Then she went a short distance away and cried out to God. An angel said to her, "Don't be afraid. God has heard your cries in the voice of your son. God showed her and Ishmael a well of water and promised always to take care of Ishmael and Hagar. The word of the Lord. Something I'm wondering about in this story today is, I wonder when there has been a time in your life when you have had to listen whenever it was really hard. I wonder when if there's a time that you had to do something that felt impossible or that you really didn't want to do, but you decided to do it anyway. What are you wondering about during this reading? As we finish our time together, let's say our words of blessing. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Friends, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.